It's Monday, the 23rd of September, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. After South African Reserve Bank Governor Lesetša Kganyago announced a 25 basis point cut in the country's repo rate to 8% last week, we asked local economist Robin Sherborne if Namibia might take a similar approach.
I think we're going to see further cut. We generally have to follow what goes on in South Africa as we're part of the CMA and our currencies are linked. But I see monetary policy slowly being relaxed over the next year or so. So we'll, as mortgage, and hopefully we'll be paying a bit less on that. But it'll be a slow decline. Overall, inflation, the Bank of Namibia is forecasting inflation to be a percentage lower than it was last year. Last year, 5.9%. This year, on average, 4.9%. So it's coming down. It's been painful for a lot of people and businesses. High interest rates always are. But I think now inflation has been tackled and interest rates can start to come down.
The Ministry of Industrialization and Trade has invited businesses in each constituency to learn about the application process for the Equipment Aid Scheme and the Industrial Upgrading and Modernization Program for the 2024-25 financial year. Ministry spokesperson Elia Mukubonda has more.
These programs are designed to promote the growth and the development of the Namibian economy through providing equipment and grants to the micro, small and medium enterprises respectively. To this end, the ministry will engage the business community in each constituency within the Commerce Region to provide information on the application process and to provide responses to any questions related to the subject of discussion.
The Activists and Citizens Forum says corruption in South Africa is worse under President Cyril Ramaphosa than it was under former President Jacob Zuma's administration. The forum's Dennis Bloom says corruption is an ANC cancer and it's not a Zuma problem.
The only way to honor Pravin Gordhan, the brave warrior, is for the ANC and President Cyril Ramaphosa to remove all those who were fingered in the Zondo Commission report from leadership positions and as members of parliament.
Then a key state race in Germany has seen an increase in support for a right-wing populist party at the expense of the country's traditional conservative party.
Well, on paper, the election in Brandenburg should have been a walk in the park for the left-wing Social Democrats. After all, this is a state that they have governed since German reunification all the way back in 1990. Whilst they did place first, hot on their heels was the populist right-wing party Alternative for Deutschland, who continues to see its support grow. They are campaigning heavily against illegal immigration and cost of living, and it's a message which seems to be reaching more and more voters in Germany, causing real concern for the government of Olaf Scholz ahead of his re-election bid next year. In Berlin, Trent Murray, Salem News Channel.
And today is International Day of Sign Languages, an opportunity to support and protect the linguistic identity and cultural diversity of all deaf people and other sign language users. This year's theme is Sign Up for Sign Language Rights. According to the World Federation of the Deaf, there are more than 70 million deaf people worldwide and more than 80% of them live in developing countries. Collectively, they use more than 300 different sign languages. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.